Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Now, I want to talk about the Year of the Dog. It's a documentary. In fact, dogs, as you well know, they've become very important as a part of people's lives since the pandemic began. But we rarely stop to think of homeless people and how the company of animals on the streets can be such a beneficial lifeline. Well, one person who did happen to notice was the bassist with the band Primal Scream. That's Simone Butler. She was so compelled by what she found, she made a documentary about it called The Year of the Dog. So, Simone, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, I briefly summarised what the film is about there, but could you give us a deeper explanation of what it's about?
Okay. Well, first, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to chat to you. It's basically, it covers the story of the charity Dogs on the Streets, who are called Dots London. And they look after the welfare, provide free veterinary care, and create a community. They help with rehousing rough sleepers and with their dogs. And they basically look after people on the streets who have their dogs and keep them alive, which is very important, you know, and they supply essential frontline care to the homeless community who have dogs. So it's about that. It's also challenging the preconceptions and any stigmas around homeless people who have dogs. We speak to a social geographer called Danny Dorling, who lectures at Oxford University. So we can see a little bit of the backstory about with some of the statistics around homelessness up and down the country, not just in London. So it's we cover a lot of ground in the documentary.
And one of the ways it hits home, one of the biggest ways it hits home, is you uncover small stories of survival and we can really relate. Isn't that it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's very hard to watch a documentary like this and not, you know, be affected by it and think deeply about, you know, who you do walk past on the street, how lucky we are, and also how we can help as well, how little, you know, gestures and little things we can give and do, you know, really do go a long way.
And was it just you talking to the dogs on the street person, Michelle Clark, for this radio show that you were doing? And you went, oh, wait a minute now, there's much more to this. It needs a documentary.
Yeah, well, I started researching it a few years ago and I was actually looking for a dog myself. And I interviewed Michelle for the radio show that I do. And it just struck me, you know, there are lots of homeless charities, of course, and that's incredibly necessary. But I hadn't come across a charity that predominantly looks after rough sleepers who have dogs on the street. And you do think, well, yeah, how do they feed the dog? You know, how do they keep them healthy and how do they keep up with their own health and survival as well as that of another animal? So we stayed in contact. And then a friend of mine, Paul Song, who is already a filmmaker and a director, we decided that it would be a great idea, you know, to make a documentary about it. So he set about putting a team together, and you know, I would not have been able to do it without Paul at all. You know, for me, it was like, you know, a labour of love, but Paul took it to the next level.
Well, then, to those, like, to the people who are sleeping rough and who have a dog, how important are these animals to them?
It's an absolute lifeline. It really is. I mean, there is a point in the documentary where I do ask a rough sleeper, you know, what would you do? Where would you be without a dog? And, you know, unfortunately, he said he would probably be dead or, you know, just not able to kind of function. And I think, you know, we don't understand, or it's hard to grapple with how incredibly lonely and isolating it is on the streets. I mean, obviously the obvious things that, you know, you don't have a roof over your head, you don't have food, you don't have money, you don't have any, all of these things, but the incredible loneliness is really detrimental to your mental health. And that can, if people aren't already suffering from mental health problems or addiction, things like that, that can really easily happen, you know, and someone can slide, you know, descend down on that scale. And having the dog and having that human connection and that, you know, that compassion and that unconditional love really keeps people's spirit alive, you know. And it's
the actual making of this film, was it an education for you? I mean, did you have a number of previously held beliefs that were challenged, to say the very least? Or, like, even, you know, as an example, what was the most eye-opening moment of making a documentary like this?
Wow, I mean, there were lots. It was quite eye-opening to find that Oxford has, you know, pretty much the highest rate of homelessness when you think of what a prestigious place in the country it is. And I think, one of the most eye-opening things. I did have preconceptions. You know, I'd be, you know, very arrogant to say I didn't. And I did wonder, like, well, how fair is it on a dog? You know, and then when you see the pure love and dedication that exists between, you know, these people and the dog, you're just like, how could I ever have thought that? You know, they will feed the dog before they feed themselves. And the thing is, what dots do is they bridge that gap where they wouldn't obviously be able to take them to the vets normally, but the dots offer them free veterinary care. They offer them like medical supplies, neutering. They help to find homeless people accommodation where normally they wouldn't be allowed to be rehoused because they can't bring their animals with them, so they have to leave the animals. Well, the animals, a lot of the time, their reason for living, you know, and they'd have dots have a huge sanctuary where they can take dogs if the owner sadly passes away, which does happen as well. And if then, you know, if the rough sleeper needs medical help or has to go into hospital or some rehabilitation center, then they take the dogs too. It's very, very involved, and that was one thing that was one of the main eye-opening things of how
was there a real constant throughout the whole thing in making this documentary, and there was a 50-50 relationship? They really do look out for one another.
Yes, you absolutely nailed it. They do look out for one another. You know, they love the dog with everything they have, and the dog gives that back in return. You know, they're always with them. If there's any medical ailment, you know, it's quickly spotted, it's quickly picked up, because, you know, they're always together. So it is quite a beautiful thing. You know, it's not just a story about people sleeping rough on the streets. It's a story of hope and human spirit and selflessness. You know, the selflessness of Dots. Michelle Clark is pretty much an angel, in my opinion. And the amazing people who volunteer for her as well. She has an incredible team around her and vets that come in and work for free a couple of afternoons a week or at the weekends. It really reinstilled my faith in human nature, to be honest.
And the documentary, of course, looks at more than just... By the way, the documentary is called Year of the Dog, and we're talking to Simone, and it does look at more than just the importance of dogs to homeless people. It also looks at the bigger societal issues of homelessness in the UK against the backdrop of the global pandemic. Just on that, the pandemic impacted the making of the documentary. So how did it impact you on a personal and even a professional level?
The pandemic, how did it affect me? I found it at first, because obviously we were in this sort of strange sort of limbo where we had no idea how long it was going on and we didn't know what we were trying to adapt to. I mean, I lost a whole year of work and then subsequently about 18 months of work I lost. I found it very difficult going forward, you know, and it affected my mental health as well. I think, like everyone, it's been really, really, really difficult. But I guess I've managed to sort of find survival skills that I didn't have before, and other creative skills, and trying to monetize other, you know, creative things that I can do for money, different streams of income. And it's given me, a more reinvigorated love for what I do. And more importantly, the most important thing is, you know, it's reinforced the relationships I have with people and just how transient, you know, very silly things like we get involved with in our minds and our lives, a lot of it doesn't really matter, you know, and we make it too much of a focus in our life. And I think really it's, you know, about the people we love and being there for them and keeping those connections close.
Okay, well, one of the things you do is the Naked Lunch on Soho Radio every Wednesday at midday till 2 o'clock, and that's how this sort of thing came about in some ways. You did something on this, and then you said, right, let's make a documentary. But we did have Bobby Gillespie, he's got his autobiography out of the first part of it anyway, just a few weeks ago on the programme, and there was possibly talk of Primal Scream and Screamadelica 30 year anniversary, even though that's the pandemic now has put it to 31 years. But is it going to happen as a full album from beginning to end in Glasgow, London and Manchester?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got, you know, dates up and down the country. That's absolutely going ahead. So, you know, go and get your tickets for that. And I can't wait, you know, because the first time I saw Primal Scream was for one of the Screamadelica shows. You know, so that album has been in my life for a long time and lots of our lives for a long time. So to be able to play the whole thing in its entirety is very special to me.
The very first Mercury Music Prize. Screamadelica won that.
Yeah. They did.
And
yeah.
I was one of the eight judges.
Oh, no way. Amazing. Yeah. I got told, I was pretty sure they lost the check by the end of the night.
Yeah, pretty sure. Well, I mean, I remember Badly Drawn Boy won it too, and it was found 4 days later in a toilet. So there you go. You know. Good. They were good nights. Year of the Dog, by the way, from Simone Butler, is available to download now from Amazon, Google Play and iTunes as well. Simone, thanks so much for talking to us.
Pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.